Head of Vice Squad, endorsed by Chief, demoted by Board. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 10th of December, 1913, page 1, column 3. Chief Beavers wanted J.W. Barfield. Made a sergeant when Office of Roundsman was abolished. Chairman Mason leads fight against officer charges. Dissension has existed in department as result of his administration. He drops to patrolman. The police board exploded a bomb last night when Chief Beaver's recommendation of J.W. Barfield, head of the vice squad for a sergeancy, was turned down by a vote of 8-3. Barfield has been considered one of the chief's most valuable lieutenants in the department's noted vice crusade. He was in charge of the plainclothes vice squad, having served in that capacity since the organization of the squad. He will now be deposed to the rank of patrolman. A strong fight was waged upon Barfield. It was led by Chairman Mason, who openly spoke against him. Mason told of numerous complaints that had reached his ears of dissension in the department caused by Barfield's administration and of discord among the men who worked under him. 3 votes for Barfield. The commissioners who supported the chief's recommendation were Commissioners Smith, Vernoy, and Garner. The remainder of the board voted to depose Barfield. Beavers took but very little hand in the campaign against his man, except to place him in nomination and recommend him. The fight may result in the repealing of a city ordinance requiring the Board of Commissioners of all departments to accept and consider only the candidates named for office by department heads. As it now stands, the board was not permitted to consider a candidate last night except men named by the chief. "We must comply with the law," Mayor Woodward declared on his feet. "I cannot say, however, that I am in accord with this ordinance putting the privilege of nomination entirely in the bands of the chief. Until the law is repealed, though, we will have to abide by it." At the time Barfield was put in nomination, the chief also named roundsman Alfred D. Luck and George Americus Maddox. These men were elected. He then named the third man, following Barfield's rejection, J.A. Hollis, president of the Police Relief Association, now a patrolman. He was elected. The 3 men will assume the duties of sergeant at once. Barfield's demotion will also take effect immediately. He was at headquarters at the time of the vote, but had nothing to say upon hearing the news. Roundsman abolished. Some time ago, a move was made by police authorities to abolish the office of roundsmen, the field heads, who perform practically the duties of field sergeants and elect 3 new sergeants. The idea was adopted by the board, and examinations were held. Chief Beavers selected the 3 roundsmen, Luck, Maddox, and Barfield, for the new officers because of their former positions. There had been rumor for some time, however, of an organized fight upon Barfield. On account of civil service regulations, perhaps the most logical and effective manner of deposing a ranking officer of Barfield's position was the abolishment of roundsmen and the inauguration of new sergeants. There is practically no difference between the office of sergeant and roundsman, only a slight raise in pay. The duties and authority were the same. Even the term sergeant was applied to roundsmen on PAL rolls records and otherwise. 2 roundsmen were assigned to field bicycle duty and the other to the plainclothes squad. Barfield put in command. Barfield has been with the department for years. He was placed in charge of 1 shift of the vice squad only a short time after its organization. Later, when the squad was reduced, he was put in complete command. In police circles, he was considered perhaps the most indispensable lieutenant to Beavers in the vice situation. In speaking of Barfield prior to the continued on page 2, column 4, head of vice squad, demoted by board, continued from page 1. Ballot last night, Chairman Mason said, "For some time there have come repeated reports to me of dissension in the department, caused by Barfield's administration. The board cannot encourage discord in the department. I think it will be best for Barfield to be deposed. Not that I want to oppose the chief, but I can't sanction dissension in the force. It is damaging beyond conception." Commissioners Vernoy, Garner, and Smith, however, fought strongly for the man. Smith stated later to a Constitution reporter that he had voted for Barfield solely because he was the chief's choice. "It is a policy of mine," he said, "to support the chief. That's why." Commissioner King, as well as Chairman Mason, stated to the reporter following the meeting that they had not deposed Barfield because he was Beaver's selection, but because of the reported dissension Barfield had created. "Barfield's successor will not be selected until today. The new head of the vice squad, however, probably lies between Sergeants Luck, Maddox, and Hollis." Page 10, column 1. Social items. Mrs. Albert Hayward returned to her home in Worcester, Mass. Sunday. Miss Rosalind Wood of Savannah is the guest of Mrs. Luther Rosser, Jr. Mrs. Howard Randall and three children who have spent the past month with Mrs. Randall's parents, Judge and Mrs. George Bell, have returned to their home in Cincinnati. Mrs. W.D. Mahan leaves for her home in Asheville today after a visit to her mother, Mrs. Nutting. Mrs. W.E. Fout of Worcester, Mass. Is the guest of her daughter, Mrs. C.R. Sims, for the winter. The wedding of Miss Etta Annie Cole and Mr. J.R. Houchin will take place this afternoon at 5 o'clock at Trinity Church. Mr. and Mrs. Raymond Daniel will return home the last of the week. Dr. and Mrs. W.D. Haggard of Nashville will spend next week at the Georgian Terrace. Miss Lucille Franklin is receiving congratulations on her graduation on Monday from the training school at St. Joseph's Infirmary. Miss Ruth Wing is spending the week in Anniston, Ala. Miss Lamar Latham of Washington, D.C., who has been ill for 10 days at the home of her aunt, Mrs. Charles Conklin, is convalescing. Mrs. Clarence Bell will return today from New York and a visit to her parents in Hartford, Conn. Miss Nell Waldo will entertain her bridge club Friday afternoon at her home. Miss Marie Louise Asher has returned to the city after a delightful visit to friends and relatives in Birmingham. Mr. A.A. Deloach is at home at the Georgian Terrace. Miss Nina Carpenter returns today to her home in Greenville, S.C. after a visit to Miss Wycliffe Worm. Miss Madge Bannigan of Providence, R.I. will be the guest of Mr. and Mrs. Reese Marshall after the holidays. Mrs. Leola McCune. Harris is critically ill at her residence, 451 Cortland Street. Miss Carrie Halsey is at the Piedmont. Dr. and Mrs. James L. Campbell of Inman Park announce the birth of a son. Page 14, Column 7, Supreme Court of G.A. Ryman V. Kennedy et al., from Ben Hill Superior Court Judge George, judgment reversed. Haygood and Cutts, McDonald and Grantham, Dean E. Ryman, for plaintiff in error, L. Kennedy contra Saunders Mayor et al., V. Rainey et al., from Calhoun Judge Frank Park, judgment reversed. B. W. Fortson, Pope and Bennett, for plaintiffs in error, Sherfield and Askew contra American National Bank v. Robinson et al., receivers from Fulton Judge Bell, judgment reversed. Smith, Hammond and Smith, for plaintiff in error, C.T. and L.C. Hopkins, Dorsey, Brewster, Howell and Heyman, Smith and Hastings contra Teutonia Club v. Howard et al., from Bibb Judge Matthews, judgment affirmed with direction, John R. Cooper, Sam B. Hunter, Hall and Roberts Roland Ellis, J.E. Hall, Alexander Ackerman, for plaintiff in error, R. Douglas Fagan contra Staten v. State from Whitfield, certified by Court of Appeals, held, juror being over 60 years old, not cause of peremptory challenge, F.W. Copeland, George G. Glenn, for plaintiff in error, Sam P. Maddox, Solicitor General contra. Page 16, Column 2 inches, Professional Cards, P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell, Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Dorsey, Brewster, Howell and Heyman, Attorneys at Law, Offices 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210, Kaiser Building, Atlanta, Gay. Long Distance Telephone 3022, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, Gay.